There was a great big old laundry, rough old place. And of course I was there when there was all that terrible strike, the winter of discontent. And we had the most shocking trouble because the staff were walking out all the time and they wouldn't do the laundry. It was catering staff and porters. And I had a bit of trouble with nurses who thought they'd go out, and I said, any nurse goes out and I'm reporting them to the General Nursing Council and get them. I said, I'm not having nurses leaving patients. I'm not going to put up with it. And we had a lot of work because I remember there were banners outside once saying, why can't the nurses in this hospital go on strike? Answer, they've got a bullying nurse manager who says she'll sack them. I thought, that's right, you've got the message. And I would have done too.
So none of them went out on strike?
No, they did not. No, I told them what I thought of nurses. You never, if you're a nurse, you never leave a patient. I thought they'd taken leave of their senses, thinking, doesn't matter what everyone else is doing, nurses don't do that. But of course, there were funny bits to that, because the laundry went out on strike. So I went and I got fed up with this, and I thought, I can't keep using paper sheets. So I thought, I'm going to start up the laundry, see if I can do it. So one Saturday afternoon, I got the keys and I went in there, and there were bundles of clean laundry around, and there was loads of feral cats in Hackney Hospital. And there was a blooming cat sitting on every bundle of clothes, blankets and stuff. But I did get all the machines going. I couldn't get the ironing going, but I washed hundreds of nightdresses and put them in the dryers so that... And the laundry staff started to hear that I was doing this and got very upset by it and came to see me and said, we want to stop you doing it. I said, you're not going to stop me doing it because you're not doing it. And while you're not doing it, I'm not having the people left in sodden nightdresses and sheets. So if you're not doing it, I'm going to do it, even if it takes me all day. I mean, we were working flat out because we had to feed the patients, wash the floors. They would come in and help, and they'd come and shake. But that would be my Saturday day job. And I said, I don't care if you don't like it. What else can I do if you don't do it? So they went off to consult. And then they came back and said, look, Miss Hibbs, if you stay out of that laundry, we've decided that two people come in at the weekend and wash the old people's laundry. And their pay will go to the union. But we don't want you in there. I said, look, that's fine if I get the linen for the old people. If I don't, then you know I'll be back there, don't you? And that worked all right.